Hi, welcome to my podcast.
I'm Olivia, an anxiety-ridden teenager, and I'll be your host today. I have noticed that anxiety and depression levels are considerably high in East Troy High School. Today, I'll be delving into the high stress levels of high school life. Okay, so anxiety and depression is actually very common these days. So if you're feeling increasingly stressed, uncertain about what the future holds, physically unsafe, or panicky, don't worry, you are not alone. I did some research, and levels of anxiety and depression are rising all across America and very rapidly. This is why I did my podcast on this, because I've especially noticed it in East Troy High School. So a sad or empty mood, feelings of helplessness or guilt, restlessness, difficulty concentrating, insomnia, headaches, and fatigue are all symptoms of depression and anxiety, and I see them around East Troy High School. Did you know that anxiety makes everything stink? By this, I mean that people with anxiety tend to label neutral smells as bad smells. Imagine that. As I walk through the halls of East Troy High School, I see this common thing. Earbuds in, saddened faces, shoulders drooping, and faces contorted with the expression of needing to cry. Now, don't get me wrong, a lot of people are happy and laughing and enjoying their lives, but I particularly notice a few who aren't, and I wonder, why is this a thing here now? I used to be one of these people at the beginning of the school year. I used to be anxious and depressed all day long. I didn't really know what was happening to me. I had always been this happy, really smiley girl. And then when I started my freshman year of high school, everything changed. Suddenly, I was going home after school and crying for hours upon hours. All I did at school was put my earbuds in and not want to talk to anybody. I tried to hold back my tears at school all the time. I wanted this endless cycle of nothingness to end. I felt like there was no point to anything, and I was terribly angry and unmotivated. But I'm a lot better now. I got help, and I see a therapist and psychiatrist weekly. But still, I wonder, what happened those first few months of school? I also wonder if other people have experienced this at some point in their high school career. I need to know why this happens. I was confused when it happened to me, and I notice other people going through it every day. In the next few segments, I'm going to interview a high schooler and a counselor about these experiences and try to understand why this happens. All right, with me right now, I have Peyton Olenichek, who is a freshman at East Troy High School and has encountered similar struggles that I have encountered and I've seen around the halls. Peyton, please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Peyton. I'm 14, and I go to East Troy High School.
Awesome. All right, Peyton, for my first question, I will ask you, how would you describe your depressive or anxious time period?
It's horrible. It's the worst feeling ever. You have no motivation to do anything. You can barely get out of bed in the morning. And it's just, all in all, the worst feeling you can ever feel.
I understand, and I'm sorry about that. So, do you have any idea why this started once you got into high school?
Well, I definitely think that it's the teachers and the workload. Mm-hmm. The teachers make you do nothing for weeks at a time, and then all of a sudden force upon you horrifying projects.
Yes.
That ruin our entire lives.
I've experienced that too, Peyton. Mm-hmm. So have you noticed that this is a common thing you just see in high school?
Yes, everyone I know has at least some anxious or depressive behaviors.
Thank you. That's what I'm thinking too. That's why I'm doing this podcast. So what do you think would be some good advice to tell people who are going through this?
It gets better. I know that it's so overused, but it seriously does. Unless when you hit rock bottom, the only way to go is up, you know?
That is very well said, Peyton.
Yeah.
All right, do you have anything else to say about this topic?
Thanks for interviewing me.
Of course.
Follow me on Instagram.
Okay. Please. All right, thank you. right. So for my next guest, I have Mrs. Boston, who is a school counselor at East Troy High School. So I have my first question for you is, like, have you noticed increasingly high depression anxiety levels in high schoolers?
Have I noticed, like, the statistics show that there is more high schoolers that are dealing with depression and anxiety. Mm-hmm. I think part of it is because it's becoming more acceptable to talk about it. Mm-hmm. So I think people are finally coming out about it.
Yeah.
So as far as my daily work, yes, I indeed do see a lot more kids mm-hmm. on a daily basis than maybe years past.
All right. And do you have, like, any idea, like, why there's a lot of anxiety and depression in high schoolers?
Yes. Okay. Well, my philosophy is the way society is now with instant gratification, mm-hmm. where everything needs to happen immediately and I need to be perfect immediately, where there's really no time to go through the process of learning. Mm-hmm. So it... And I notice my own anxiety is when I feel like I'm constantly under a deadline.
Yeah.
Deadline. So I think that's the world, and especially the United States in general, is just too stressed.
All right. And then do you have any advice to help people going through this?
Take deep breaths. Realize you are definitely not alone. Over 80% of the population will have some sort of depression or anxiety throughout their lifetime. So it's definitely not... out of the ordinary, and just know that there are people that can help.
All right. Well, thank you, Mrs. Boston.
Yep.
All right. So what we've learned is that the overall stress levels and amount of work high schoolers receive is the reason for these high lows in anxiety and depression. There's a lot of pressure put on high schoolers, and it all comes on so suddenly for us. Now, to end this podcast, I'd like to offer some advice to people who are going through this or will experience this at some point. So the first thing is, this will not last forever. It will get better, I promise. Just try to focus on the positives in life. Another thing is, do not seclude yourself from others. Talk about it. Talk about your feelings. Talk about how you are. It's worse to seclude yourself from your friends because you'll just feel worse. Now, understand that you will come out so much stronger than what you are right now. You will learn so much from this experience, and you will come out so much stronger. Another thing is, make decisions that will help your mental health. Don't always do what other people want you to do or think you should do. You need to focus on yourself. Remember this. You totally got this, honestly. You got it. So that's going to be the end of my podcast. I just like to say thank you all for listening, and I hope you have a good rest of your life. Remember, you are amazing.